Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got a debate going on this afternoon. I'm joined by my friend and guest every Monday, Matt Rothschild. He's the host of the Wisconsin Forward podcast. You can find that wherever you get your pods. And of course, at civicmedia.us. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We're debating whether or not Democrats should engage in mid-decade redistricting in response to that same effort by Texas Republicans at the direction of Donald Trump, effectively to steal five House seats from Democrats, to strip people of their votes. Here's the thing. This is bad for everybody. It's terrible. Political gerrymandering needs to end. Matt and I are in 100% agreement about that. Matt doesn't believe that Democrats should abandon their principles, which have for decades now been to move towards independent, citizen-led redistricting committees. Why do elected officials get to pick their voters and not the other way around is a question I will never understand the justifications for. Just because I can is not a reason. Right? That is not a reason. That's just a statement of, yes, it is permissible to do this. It is still terrible for democracy. Yet, my fear is that we find ourselves at a moment where democracy itself is in the balance. And if to preserve democracy, to actually have a Congress that is pays some fidelity to the constitutional order of being a check and, yes, a balance on an imperial wannabe tin pot dictator president, so that we are ensured that we do not have vast abuses of our electoral system and a compliant Congress, then yes, my view is that Democrats should engage in mid-decade gerrymandering. I think that there are ways to put very specific guardrails around it, effectively a peace offering in all of these bits of legislation that may attempt to do that, like the one in California. In other words, hey, we'll revert back to the other maps that we adopted right after the 2020 census if Republicans do the same in Republican states. But this feels to me like a very bizarre echo of almost every other political fight between Democrats and Republicans. Democrats want to talk about the values in small d democracy, and Republicans just want to win. And Matt, I will let you summarize your position, and then we're going to go to the phones. I agree with you. Winning at any cost and the ends justifying the means, typically very bad, but I think we can limit those means as Democrats to be direct and hopefully target where we all want to end up. So guardrails plus a commitment to move to independent redistricting committees. Matt, but your thoughts.
I think it's a bad look, though, and I don't think it's going to do anything to persuade anybody that the Democrats are any better than the Republicans. They're just going to be viewed as, you know, doing the same dirty tricks that Republicans are, and that's part of our problem, that we're not being able to convince the middle. And we're not being able to persuade some of those folks who now have buyer's remorse on Trump. So I also think it's a losing game on a pragmatic level in a different way, in that Republicans have trifectas in 23 states and Democrats have trifectas in 15. That is, they have the governorship and both chambers of the state house, so they can, the Republicans can go back and gerrymander more than the Dems can. So it's a race to the bottom here that I'm not sure even in the short term that Democrats are going to win. And in the long term, I think it's a losing game.
Here's my question about that, Matt. And I just want to throw this out there, then we'll go to the phones. I still remained utterly baffled as to why only Democrats seem to bear the cost of doing things that clearly or arguably aren't quote unquote fair. There's no price that gets paid by Republicans or the MAGA movement ever. So my question to those independent voters that arguably might be swayed by Democrats actually fighting fire with fire is, why won't you hold the other guys accountable? It remains a political quandary. I just don't think this is one of those motivating things for most independent and swing voters. They're going to look to economic issues, basic basic kitchen table issues. This, I think, flies over the head, and the time frame, again, is so narrow. I've heard the 23 to 15 statistic, but Democratic states tend to be more heavily populated, so isn't the question how do the seat numbers actually sort out? And maybe that math still doesn't math. Terry from the Northwoods, say hi to Matt. What's your thoughts this afternoon?
Yeah, hi, guys. Matt, Maggie.
Hey, Terry.
I heard a theory about that the Texan redistricting could make it too thin, their margins, Republican margins too thin, that they might backfire on them. You know, let's just say eight, it's a Republican district by eight, and they shave it to three or five. So it could, you know, it could flip the Dem.
Yeah, I hear Terry's point. I would just say Wisconsin is a really good example of how exactly they can draw maps to ensure they win elections. The statistics and the programs that are used now, the data analysis is just so precise that while that could happen, I seriously doubt that it would actually backfire. And oh, by the way, they get three of five or four of five, that may still be the difference maker in Congress. We're going to continue this debate on the other side. Should Democrats engage in the mid-decade gerrymandering that appears to be going down in California and Texas? Wisconsin, of course, the gerrymandering center of the universe, the battlefield royale. So it matters, and it matters a lot to us here as well. We continue on the other side. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us, 855-752-4842. New callers and conservatives go to the top of the caller list. We'll be back with more in just a moment.